Principle 4.5. Getting the right people in the right roles in support of your goal is the key to succeeding at whatever you choose to accomplish. Whether it's in your private life or your work life, it is best for you to work with others in such a way that each person is matched up with other complementary people to create the best mix of attributes for their tasks. A. Manage yourself and orchestrate others to get what you want. Your greatest challenge will be having your thoughtful higher-level you manage your emotional lower-level you. The best way to do that is to consciously develop habits that will make doing the things that are good for you habitual. In managing others, the analogy that comes to mind is a great orchestra. The person in charge is the shaper-conductor who doesn't do, for example, doesn't play an instrument, though he or she knows a lot about instruments, as much as visualize the outcome and sees to it that each member of the orchestra helps achieve it. The conductor makes sure each member of the orchestra knows what he or she is good at and what they're not good at, and what their responsibilities are. Each must not only perform at their personal best, but work together so the orchestra becomes more than the sum of its parts. One of the conductor's hardest and most thankless jobs is getting rid of people who consistently don't play well individually or with others. Most importantly, the conductor ensures that the score is executed exactly as he or she hears it in his or her head. The music needs to sound this way, she says, and then she makes sure it does. Bass players, bring out the structure. Here are the connections, here's the spirit. Each section of the orchestra has its own leaders. The concertmaster, the first chairs, who also help bring out the composer's and the conductor's visions. Approaching things in this way has helped me a lot. For example, with the bond systemization project I mentioned earlier, having this new perspective allowed us to better see the gaps between what we had and what we needed. While Bob was a great intellectual partner to me in understanding the big picture problem we wanted to solve, he was much weaker at visualizing the process required to get us from where we were to the solution. He also wasn't surrounding himself with the right people. He tended to want to work with people who were like him, so his main deputy on the project was a great sparring partner for mapping out big ideas on a whiteboard, but a lousy one for fleshing out the who, what, and when needed to bring those ideas to life. This deputy tested as a flexer, meaning that he was great at going in whatever direction Bob wanted to, but lacked the clear, independent view needed to keep Bob on track. After a few rounds of not making progress, we used our new tools for understanding people and acted on them, pushing Bob to transition to a new deputy, who is especially skilled at navigating the levels between the big picture ideas and the discrete smaller projects required to bring them about. Comparing the new deputy's baseball card to the original deputy's, she excelled in independent and systematic thinking, which were essential for having a clear picture of what to do with Bob's big ideas. This new deputy brought on other layers of support, including a project manager who was less engaged with the concepts and much more focused on the details of specific tasks and deadlines. When we looked at the new team members' baseball cards, we could quickly see them lighting up in some of the areas around being planful, concrete, and driving things to completion, which were areas of weakness for Bob. With this new team in place, things really started to hum. It was only by looking hard at the complete Lego set required to achieve our goal, and then going out and finding the missing pieces, that we were able to do it. Bond systemization is just one of countless projects that have benefited from our frank and open approach to understanding what people are like. And to be clear, I have just scratched the surface of what there is to know about mental wiring. In the next chapter, I'll bring everything you've heard about up to now together and break down the essentials of decision-making. Some decisions you should make yourself and some you should delegate to someone more believable. Using self-knowledge to know which are which is the key to success, no matter what it is you are trying to do.